Good morning. This is Julie Fedorchuk with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're back on line for the admin portion of the commission's regularly scheduled meeting. Call this meeting to order. We have a couple items on the consent agenda. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you, Daryl. Second, moving to discussion matters. The first one is the FEMA power grid exercise. Brian.
Yes, Madam Chair. I've received a note from Sean Johnson at Emergency Services that they were contacted by FEMA. And FEMA is coming out July 12th to have how you get the grid fired up when all heck breaks loose. And they're inviting the co-ops. They're inviting us. They asked that we share it with the investor owns. And I said, okay. That's really all I know right now.
July 12th?
Yeah, the date. And basically it'll be over at Emergency Services. And FEMA will come in and talk about what they've learned, lessons learned in different parts of the country. And they'll have some type of scenario that they would want us to participate in. And I think it makes good sense.
Sure.
For me personally, that is, and you guys are probably involved too, I was planning on being in Fargo for the telecom conference that week. So I don't know that we need to be there, but it'd be nice if one of us could, but for sure get Pat and maybe, I don't know, Victor or Julie or somebody to go over there and represent the PSC, not knowing your guys' schedule.
Yeah, my schedule that week, I have a couple things kind of pending, so I couldn't commit right now, but if I'm here, I'd sure be happy to go. Are you around that week?
Well, I'm going to be going to Fargo.
Yeah, but I know I am too.
I'm not positive exactly which day.
I am going to be speaking there. I have to look. The 12th. Looks like I'm kind of online for the 12th in Fargo. So that puts me out.
Well, I think that the key is to get the investor owns people there. I'll just tell them that we'll have someone there, staff for sure, give them Pat's name, and I'll coordinate with.
Maybe Steve, too.
Well, sure, Steve would be a good idea, too.
Yeah.
If that's, I just wanted to give you guys visibility of it.
Yep, good. Okay, I had one item, and that was not listed here, but the MARC thank yous. Is there an organized way that those are being handled? Because there's a couple things that I will do thank yous to my list of people for the tour, but one of them was a volunteer who has a foundation, and the suggestion was made that we make a small donation to the foundation sort of as a compliment to him being spending a day talking about North Dakota history to the participants of our tour. So if that's something that can be handled through the MARC budget, I wouldn't think we can do it here, you know, with our money, but
I think that's reasonable. So are you thinking like $200?
Yeah.
Because I think that's fine. That's not a problem. So what we can, if you can give me, who you want it to go to, we can do that. And to your answer about thank yous, I know Randy was doing his thank yous, you said, for your tour.
I did people that worked on the tour as well as, I hosted the one panel on telecommunication.
Sorry. I did ones to people that participated in the tour and helped me set it up. And also I hosted the one, panel on telecommunications, and I sent thank yous to the two panelists.
Okay. So I guess, Julie, I was going to say thank you to the people unless you guys wanted to do it. So,
no.
If you want to do I just don't know all the people for your tour to thank. So if you want to put in that email who to do, I'll take
it. No, I can, unless you want to. Besides, I will do those. But
that'd
be
great.
If you want to do another one to them from Mark in general. Okay.
Because we don't really have an organized way to do it, actually.
We haven't really discussed it yet.
Okay.
We should do all the speakers, too, I'm assuming. We've already done the sponsors.
Right.
We got separate letters, but speakers maybe.
But we can certainly do the $200 to the charity, if you would have helped us.
Yep.
And then we'll take care of the other thank yous that.
Well, we're not sending any kind of gratuity out to others, are we?
No. Okay. No. That was some MARC conventions have done like a speaker's gift, and we chose not to do that early because I didn't think that was a good idea. So no, we're just thank you, and that's what they get.
Okay. Thank you. So I'll take care of that.
And we'll schedule a MARC meeting with Stacy and I and Josh and Krista here one of these days. But right now I know that some of the bills have been trickling in and I see that they're paying them. And so we'll probably have this thing wrapped up by in August, I would think, for sure, maybe even earlier.
Okay. State Department visit.
So Allison Ritter from Oil and Gas contacted me and then sent me this morning. Apparently there's a State Department visit on August 2nd. You can see on page 2 there where they kind of have you guys penciled in for somebody to present at 1:45. Amos Hochstein, Special Envoy and Coordinator for International Energy Affairs. You can see the agenda, but what they're asking for is one commissioner to do that presentation on August 2nd at 1:45. And then they also have a news release tentatively scheduled on that Thursday where she has you penciled in, but she wasn't sure how that was going to work yet, so I'm not sure about that. But I guess what they're looking for now is the name of which commissioner thinks that they would be participating, and then we can get you in the loop with this. But
well,
I don't know a whole lot
since
more.
It's talking about, I suppose any of us could do it. I can look and see.
It looks pretty broad. August regulatory 2nd. Overview, pipelines, renewables.
I'm available that day, but I'll defer to the chairman if your schedule allows.
Yeah, I am here. That should work. We can go ahead and add it. I can do it, and if something comes up, we can pass off and substitute. Does that work?
Okay. I'll let Allison know, and then we'll get you in on the communication.
Okay. How can North Dakota development impact the world? That's the purpose of this envoy.
It's pretty broad. That's what I asked her, too. I was like, is there more of a focus? Because I was trying to figure out which one of you kind of fit. And I don't know.
These people are from other countries themselves? Or that would be good to know. Like, is Amos Hochstein an American? Or
yeah, it's from the State Department, so I'm assuming.
Good gracious. Tax dollars out.
I was just say boondoggle.
Ugh.
He has one last trip to North Dakota before they leave the office.
Don't write that off too lightly, though. I think there's an opportunity here. Who's our friend from Rice University that has been
Chuck
here?
Chuck
McConnell. I'm going to give him credit for this, but maybe I'm remembering incorrectly. Someone at that EERC meeting that we had in May on energy in North Dakota, someone talked about this, and I think it was Chuck. Said, you know, we get lost too much in, like, say we're talking about carbon emissions worldwide and climate change. You know, is it a responsibility of America to do all the cutting back because we're richer than most of the rest of the world, or should everyone cut back? It's all this stuff. Whichever speaker it was emphasized, we need to emphasize that America having a strong, reliable, and affordable energy system is a health issue for the entire world. We're the ones who go out and find new techniques for fighting new diseases and supply the medicine and get it distributed in places like South Africa, all of Africa, where there's a lot of poverty, and really emphasize that these things are important to the whole world, not just to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how we need to sell what we're doing in the United States and specifically in North Dakota. And so I think that's an important good part of the message that we need to emphasize, that for health and general welfare of the entire world, our energy development is vital.
Yeah, good point. Okay, so we got that on the calendar. Any other items for discussion? If not, we'll go to scheduling. We just have one item I want to add a second, but it's fun. The first one is reschedule Otter Power versus SPP update.
Yes, Madam Brian. Chair, just that was down for the 30th, and like the discussion we had on the other FERC stuff, the ball just keeps sliding to the right. So
okay.
I'd throw out there September 8th at 10 a.m. We've got a commission meeting the day before. My calendar's open, so.
When's it scheduled now?
The 30th of June, but there's really nothing to report. We just put that as a placeholder because I want to keep you guys in the loop, but
sure.
Nothing has happened. It just keeps moving.
Works for me.
Cancel the June 30th and reschedule for September 8th.
I don't know that you have to cancel, just reschedule it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Somehow or another, I don't even have it on my June 30th, to tell you the truth.
Okay, well, it should. I have it down June 30th, FERC SPP discussion at 10 o'clock.
I don't have it. Oh, wait, I'm looking at August, but you're at the wrong month. I think I just saw that.
All I'm showing on June 30th is our FERC SPP discussion and
yep,
OMS
that's it.
Executive.
That's it.
Oh. Oh, I was thinking the FERC thing was the Badlands.
Yeah, no. Okay, so September 8th, we got that moved to that time. And then along with the moving, I wasn't sure, Daryl, if you caught we moved the June 23rd, which was tomorrow, FERC and Alliance discussion from the 23rd to the 6th. Did that one get moved? Okay, good. There it is. I see it there. Okay.
July 6th?
July 6th at the informal time, 1:30. Because that's a commission meeting
okay.
day. All right. We did that. We talked about that after.
It's on my calendar.
Then I just wanted to throw out summer cookout, summer PSC party. Do we want to schedule a date for that? I would like to.
You're a very proactive chair, and I appreciate any thoughts that you have, and do my best.
I'll take care of organizing
date works
it
for you.
The location and everything else. We just need to find a time. An evening.
I would volunteer my house too if you want to. Our backyard. It's a small backyard,
actually,
but it's
yeah.
It's
we'll talk about it there. Okay.
But if I'll volunteer if somebody else doesn't want to do it.
Cool. That's nice.
Carol loves doing stuff like that.
So the 4th, that's a Thursday. Wait, no. Let's see. What about the 10th?
What month are you talking?
August.
The 4th, the 10th, I'll be unavoidably detained.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're gone that week.
I know. I'm there the 8th through the 10th, but don't not
3rd?
Do it because of me.
August 3rd?
Yeah, it's perfect. Because we'll be here for other meetings, 3rd and 4th, 5th.
Okay.
3rd works for me.
All right. Let's say August 3rd. And Daryl, Cheryl, and I. I'll talk to Cheryl, see if she wants to be involved. I was kind of thinking of volunteering our house to host.
Oh, no, that's fine. Well, that's so fine. I just
we'll chat about it.
No, that's
clean
fine.
Up that mess after the windstorm, I'll come by.
I know.
Get some cushions on your lawn chairs.
I know.
No, we'll that'd see. Be fine. You have a bigger backyard, so I just,
not necessarily, no. But
I've got a really big yard if you could come up to a place, but everyone's got to bring brushes and stuff and paint some
put
gates
you to,
up
put
there.
Us to work. Okay. We'll come up with a fun plan.
While we're talking scheduling, we probably should notice the telecom meeting since I think we're all three going to be around there just to be safe side.
Oh, that's a good plan. Yeah.
Because I'll be over
that
there
is the
11th through the 13th.
July 11th through the 13th in Fargo.
And I don't have the location in Fargo. I just know it's in Fargo. Do you know where it's at, Randy?
It's always at the Ramada.
It's always the Ramada.
As long as I can remember. So
okay.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I will double check on that and then let Esther know.
Let's see. Ramada Plaza Suites is the location. All right. Okay, that concludes our meeting.
Oh, well done.